Hamachalos of the Shabbos, b'davar shechem yalzun akoris v'ashigos v'chatos. Of course, the regular chil Shabbos. Here vis-a-vis a carbon, because actually, we're talking about skila, right? If it's Rishay, it would be skila. But suddenly, where if you had done it, b'zodon, you get koris, and b'shkog, you get a chatos. If you do it b'mezi, you get skila. V'amakal aviv imo, also gets skila. However, ain't a chayav, I should call him b'shem. So do it with the shem, Hashem mamish. If he does it with an appellation, for a euphemism for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but Meir Mechayev, where it says it's forbidden, it's not clear if Mechayev means skila here, but probably means skila. And Chorin Pochuk, I'll say still Pochuk. Habar Naam Rosh relations with a betrothed girl, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Na'arosh, Gabi 12, Besula, she has to be a virgin, Murasa, betrothed, Bebeis Avia, in her father's house. Bol Esh, 9, if two people have relations with her, Arishon B'skila, the first one gets skila because she's still B'sula. But Hashem, by the time the second one gets around to her, she's already not considered to be a B'sula, and it's B'chenek. The B'nai Moshe brings down that it's Darko, the first one is Kedarko, right? So he says, brings down the Machlekes. There's a Machlekes where the B'ya Shol Kedarko makes her a bu'ula or not. So our mission is going like the Madan Rhodes. Biashlo Kadarko also makes a bu'ula, and that's why the second guy to have relations with her is Potter, even if she's still technically a psula because she had a relation with Shlo Kadarko. As her Machal Minai, how do we know a warning for Michal Shabbos? Because it says, Lo Sasekom Locha, do not do any work, and that's the lot. Christ may have no. Christ Kikola, he said, Bo Malocha Venichrasa. It says, anybody does work on Shabbos, he gets Christ. Einish minayin have no death penalty because says Michalei most yimos they who desecrate the Shabbos shall die. Says Marvin Nisne Shloshim and should be the Ridbat shades of Shloshim v'tisha krisus pater. Why don't we ever mention when we speak about the number of krisus that for Shabbos there are 39 krisus, right? In the Gemara and the Mishnah and Masech the krisus enumerate 36. There should be a whole other 39. Even though it says 37, there should be a whole other 39 for Shabbos. So Rabbi Yisrael said, "Shim also kulam b'zodon Shabbos b'zodon melacha shuchayev akol." That's part of the question. Rabbi Yisrael sustained the question, and he said, "Shim also kulam b'zodon Shabbos b'zodon melacha." If you did all 39 of them, shuchayev akol achas avos. You're liable for each one, meaning each one of them gives you kares. So there'd be 39 other krisos. Now a couple of questions change it here. Shim also b'zodon Shabbos shigas melacha shuchayev and vis-a-vis korban. No, there's not really a difference. But anyway, the Gemara doesn't answer. The Gemara says, Taka Shabbos should be numerated as 39 separate krisos, because each one of the melachos, which Bishoni has its own korban, of course has its own kares. Okay? Says, Ma'asol Makal Avi Vimo, Minai. How do we know a warning for somebody who cursed father and mother? Imo Aviv Tiro. Says, your person, his father and mother should fear. Now, that's still not a lot. So the Mechamayim says Pshat, there are a couple of different forms say Pshat, the Mechamayim says Pshat, because it says Veshabsosai Tishmoru at the end of the passage. Ish Iva Imo Bavitro Veshabsosai Tishmoru. So there's a linkage drawn between Shabbos and cursing one's parents. So just like by Shabbos, there's a prohibition, there's a lav, there's a son and Torah, so too we draw up the linkage, and we say that by Mekal Aviv Imo, there's a prohibition as well. Onish for Kares Minai, now we know the penalty and the Kares, because it says Mekal Aviv Imo, most you must. It says Mekal Aviv Imo, that's the death penalty. And it says Kikol HaShel Kosher HaSem Kol HaToyevo Se'elu V'Nichrusu, and we link somehow Toevos to Mekalo. I forget exactly how that linkage works, but somehow they link up. Okay. Haba Namrosa. Somebody has relations with a betrothed girl. Rabbi Yassi B'Shem Yelan, Rabbi Chiba B'Shem Lezen said to Rabbi Mary. This is going to occur. Mayor says she dafkes be over 12. V'ral Rabbanon, but according to Rabbanon, afilu ktana, even if she's a minor, she's under 12 years old, there still is skila. Okay, of course she doesn't get stoned because she's a minor. But the Boel gets stoned for having a relation with Namrosa, even for a ktana Hamurosa. Of course, talking about a case where her father married her off, otherwise there's no condition to arise for a ktana, but if her father married her off, so she's a ktana Murosa, and anybody has alleged that they're also skila. Says the Gemara, my time ought to be to Rabbanon. What's the reason Rabbanon, who say that even she's a ktana? Because na'aroch haser murapash. It's written without a hey. So I mean, so we darshan the lack of hay to indicate that she's not quite an hour yet. How old is she? Therefore, even under 12. My mekayim mean it should my mekayim Rabbi Meir it should be. Now, always do with the fact that Nara is written missing a hay. Rabbi Shem Rabbi Shlomo said it's true that Nara is written without hay, but there, but elsewhere in Parshas Kitay it says specifically by Motzi Shema, somebody who claims his wife had no basulim. Nara achashlem amura b'parsha. There, it's written one time complete. And we extrapolate from there to all the other times. Limdal kol parsha kula shehi gadol teaches us that throughout the parsha we're talking about a gadola specifically, a girl who's over 12 according to Meir, because the one time it says with a hey that teaches us about all the other times. Meiser and Meir Rabban Rabbi Meir asked the rabbis, "Rabbi, motzi shema? What about motzi shema? Rein kosu bo ela na'ara." There by motzi shema it says several times. Na'ara, the Eloh is a little bit out of place, but it says several times Na'ara without a hay. Yeah, we know if he's Gedola, there it's talking about a Gedola for sure, because it says if she was Mizana, she gets stoned. Vein skil l'ktana, vein k'tana's niskelos, right? If it's true that she was Mizana, she gets stoned, that indicates to talk about Gedola, despite the fact that it says Na'ara missing a hay. So it must indicate to us that Na'ara missing a hay is not necessarily indication that we're talking about a k'tana, but rather could still be talking about a Gedola. So it says, what do Rabbanan do with that phenomenon that we have a Nara without hay several times, and it obviously means a gedola, at least in the parsha Motzi Shema? Says Rabbi Yamin, I said, tipote shabola derech zachrus. They say about when you had relations with her, shalok kedarka. Derech zachrus means the same way homosexuals have relations. Let this be a shalok kedarka. So this is talking about the reason why it's missing a hay by Motzi Shema is not the current Rabbanan dashin there as well. They can't dashin means a ketana because a ketana wouldn't be a chav skila, but it means that even if this girl who was a Nara Murasa was Mizane Shaloka Darka, she's already chayav skila for that. Okay? So she's chayav skila for anywhere where she's Mizana when she's a Nara Murasa. Okay, says my Rabbi Yaakov bar Abba boy, come here, Rabbi Yaakov bar Abba. Ask for the Rab. Sorry, habala ketana biskil mau. What happens if you have relations with a ketana? So our Malaysian said, I don't understand your question. Biskila, it was a good stone. What, of course, Nara Murasa, right? Habala bulgaris. We have relations with a girl over 12 and a half mau. Our Malaysian said that's different. Ania kra, I will read the pasuk Nara v'lo bulgaris. It's got to be under 12 and a half. Once she's over 12 and a half, she degrades. The death penalty downgrades down to chenek, right? The same thing Eishes Ish gets.
Oh, but
the
Bulgaris here is an
Eishes Ish. Yeah, she's an Eishes Ish. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, so Kron Nara v'lo Ketana. So Rabbi Yaakov Rav asked Rav, so read also Nara to preclude a Ketana. Says more, Rav retorted to him. Now, the Korban Eda changes gears a lot here, but I'll try and do without it. So he says, I don't have a lace at moida li, don't you concede me, shuba knas? That a knas, that if you rape a ketana, that you have to pay your father a knas? Amalei says, so the same thing, there's skila. Amalei said, no, that's different. Tachas asheri no, la rabos is a ketana la knas. That's a special aloha by knas. So it says tachas asher ina, right? Why does it say that for? It's superfluous. So it's going to tell us that the knas applies even for a ketana. Ukra tachas asher ina l'rabbi sisab bogeres b'knas, and the says Rabbi Yaakov, and even by knas, I couldn't understand what's going on, because obviously bogeres is precluded from knas. I don't know why. It says tachas asher ina, right? Since you afflict her, you give knas. Why shouldn't it apply to a gedola as well? No matter who you afflict, the show is that they knas. So the Mara ends up with a shverakai. The Mara doesn't actually give an answer. Mara Rav doesn't give an answer. Why? If Nara precludes Bogeris, it doesn't preclude Ketana. If it doesn't preclude Ketana, why does it preclude Bogeris? So it says, I'm Rav Yosef, I forgot the Natsche, Rav Yaakov, or Abba, Rav said, "Af agav the nitzchi Rabbi Yaakov bar Abba bedino, even though Rabbi Yaakov bar Abba vanquished me in terms of how to learn the psukim, halacha is like I said. Now, in other words, I might not know how to make the droshes, but that's not halacha. I bought a ketana b'skila, some mitzvahs with the ketana, they get skila, the heap of tour, and she's exempt. Rabbi Yavin b'shem Rabbi Shmuel said, v'lamo lo posar le min hado. Why, though, do we learn that from here? It says, umeso isha sheshachav ima levado. It says the man who has relations with her dies by himself. Where he raped the girl. Don't we know that the woman is exempt where she's raped? Why do you say don't do anything to the girl? Because she has no sin which should provoke the death penalty. Obviously, we know that she was raped. Now, the Bavli learns from here the concept of onus. Right, that there's a concept of rape which is which exempts you, but Yerushalmi says rape is a logic. You don't need a pasuk for that. So that's the case. What's the necessity of the pasuk that Naralot I said davar? Was it coming to tell us El Naralchet Moves because she doesn't have a sin? El Mikan Habol Aktana Biskila VeYiptura. Must be telling us that there's another girl which even if she has a chet Moves she doesn't get stoned. She doesn't get stoned, but her her lover, the adulterer, does get stoned. So we're proposing to learn from here that the ketana gets the boel, the adulterer gets kila, even though she herself is off token and gets nothing. Okay.
Was she consenting, or was she?
Yeah, even she's consenting. Even if she has a chet mavis, she's still exempt. Okay? Halachi beis. Hamesis zeh hechel. A mesis is a commoner who tries to missionize, persuade another person to worship Avodah Zarah. Not a novi sheker, not a false prophet. It's a commoner. Vamesis eshed, and also it's somebody. When it talks about mesis umediach in Torah, a mesis is somebody who tries to seduce a commoner, a solitary individual, supposed to community to go worship Avodah Zarah. What does he do? Omar, he says, yesh yirma complaining. Should know that there's a certain deity in a certain place. Kach oicheles, that deity eats. Kach shoysa, it drinks. Kach mitiva, does good. Kach mirat, does bad. That's considered to be a form of missionizing, seducing for Avodah Zarah, which generates the death penalty for the seducer. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, Kochev in Misha Shabbatara, anybody who's a potential candidate for the death penalty in Torah, Ein Machminim Aleim, we do not hide witnesses to catch them in their sin. In other words, if they incriminate themselves, fine, we don't try and entice them and run a sting operation on them. Chutz mizu, except for this case of a mesis. Amar lishnayim ve'meidav, if the mesis tried to seduce two people to worship Avodah Zarah, and they can be witnesses against him, v'vino solabesim, we bring him to court, v'soklin oso, and we stone him. Amar le'echod, if he only says to one guy, so there aren't two witnesses, what he does is, the one guy who was missionized, Vilmer Lo, he says back to the missionary, Yeshti Chaveim Ratzim Mekach. I have friends who want to hear what we have to say as well. Imaya Orum, and he brings the friends, and the friends have this guy try to persuade them, and then they come and they testify in court that he should be put to death for being a missionary. Okay? Imaya Arum, if however he was a treacherous fellow, this missionary, doesn't speak in front of other people. You hide it to witnesses behind the fence. And the guy says to the missionary, he says quite innocently, tell me again special over what you said to me before. Okay? Speaking to this mic. He's seeing this little flower here on my lapel. Yeah. So. Okay.
You're watching too many movies.
Va'lo mer. And the lo melo, the guy, the plant, whatever, the informer, he says, how can we relinquish our Father, our God in heaven, and go and serve sticks and stones? If the missionary reneges, mutav, fine, we let him off the hook. He said, no, this is what we're required to do, because Avodah Zorah is the way to go. And this is good for us. Those who are standing behind the fence, bring the court, besoken or so, and they stone him. Somebody says, vote. Somebody says, I want to go worship Avodah Zorah. But I'm going to go worship Avodah Zorah. Let's go worship Avodah Zorah. Ezra, I'm going to go sacrifice. Elch is, I'm going to go and sacrifice. Nehem is, but we will go and we will sacrifice. Akater, Ekter, Akater, I'm going to go sacrifice. Actually means to slaughter. Akater means put the carbon on top of the altar. Elch Akater, I'm going to go and put it atop the altar. Nehem Akater, let's go and let's put it atop the altar. Anascha, Anasech, I'm going to libate. Elch Manasseh, I'm going to go and I'm going to libate. Neil Manasseh, let's go and let's libate. Eshtachaveh, I'm going to bow down. Elch Mishtachaveh, I'm going to go and I'm going to bow down. Neil Mishtachaveh, we'll go and we'll bow down. Hamedia, all those are forms of maces, of seducing from the Zohar. Hamediach, what is a mediach? A mediach, Zeshoimer Nelech. He says, we, let's go and worship the Zohar. Now, what basically that's going to tell us is that a mediach is somebody who tries to seduce the masses. A masis is an individual. He's a missionary to an individual. A mediah is somebody who tries to seduce the masses. And that's why it's language, ir ha nidachas. They're approached by medichim. In fact, it's brought down in the Bavli that in order to make in order to be chayev as a mediah, there have to be two of you. And some of the Achronim say the reason for that is because Mistama Hosei is not going to listen to one person. But if two people come, so they might listen. So if they listen to one person, it's an aberration. If they listen to two people, it's not an aberration. Okay? So it would be only chai become metiach if there were two people in cahoots doing it. Okay? Says more further. Ha-chacham lo. It says you have to daft give you maces a hedios. What happens if you maces a chacham, a wise man? Or if a chacham is a missionary? Says more, mekemetru maces a chacham. If somebody is a mesis, that means they can't be called a chacham, because smart people don't missionize. He came a true nises, and if he's a person who is seduced to worship Avodah Zorah, ain't a chacham, he's also not too bright. Anybody involved in Avodah Zorah, it's oxymoronic to call them a chacham. Ketzid also laharim alav. What do you do in order to catch him, to sting him? Machmin alav shnei edim ebayis abrimi, you hide two witnesses in the inner house. Moshim alav shnei edim ebayis abrimi, you put him in the outer house. If you light a candle over him, you light a candle over him to see his face. And they hear this voice. They learned that they should be able to test my basin. And kachasu le ben sutta be lud. That's what they did to ben sutta in lud. And they put the two tamid, they put the two tamid witnesses in hiding, and then they brought the basin and they stole them. Now it says Marachin, and you're saying this. Now the issue is not, the Gemara doesn't reveal. The issue is kind of hidden here, but the issue is like this. In Yevamos it says that if you hear somebody saying, "Write a get to my wife." So you write it even though you didn't see him. You hear, what does it say they have to do? They have to actually light a candle in order to see his face. You know, he has to sit just right in the room too. So he gets captured by the eyesight of the agent, right? So how come? They should hear his voice, and hear his voice should suffice. What? Yeah, we had a Gittin, a guy in a pit. So it's actually, the Bavli would hold that we rely on the voice in a case where it's a Shas Adchak. In other words, it's a difficult time. We need to get a secure get. So we're up the creek a little bit, so therefore we bend the rules. But here, in order to give somebody a death penalty, even in Mesis, we need positive identification. And that's why we need to have a candle, not just to hear a voice. That's what the Pnei Moshe wants to say, essentially. But the Shelas Dovid, Rav Dovid Karliner, says a more interesting shot. He says that the pshat is that in the case of, well, let me read the Gemara's answer to how he explains it. Says Marshani he to Amar Ani. Yivamus is different because he said it's me. Now, well, the way the Shailas Dovid explains it, it means that in case of a get, the guy wants to identify himself, and you link a name to the face, right, or a voice to the name. So then, that much easier to remember than just seeing somebody and not knowing his name and having to come to testify that he's him. It's hard to ID a person if you don't know his name, if you're not familiar with him, right? Makes sense, right? So since that's the case, in the over here by the Macy's, we don't know him, and he's not revealing his name necessarily, right? So therefore, we have to light a candle to see his face. Otherwise, we're not sufficiently haven't sufficiently clarified that it's him. But in the case of Yevamos, where he says, "I'm Yaakov Ben Shmerel, and I want you to write a get from my wife," then they already know who it is. It's much easier to make the positive identification. You don't need the same type of edus. Okay? Okay? So it says, Amara, Shani Damrani, V'omar of Hocha Ani. Now, here too, let's read, we'll only give the death penalty if the Macy's identifies himself verbally. He says, I, Ruvain Ben Shimon, says, Amara, Shelo Yarim. We don't want him to be treacherous, meaning that he's not going to say
his real name,
right? So it says Rabbi Yarim. What do we care? Let him get out. We're not always thrilled with the idea of putting evildoers to death. So why don't we just let him off the hook? So it says Mara. No, we don't let him aces off the hook. Shelo yelech v'yosis atzmo. We don't want him to seduce himself. And seduce others as well. So this guy we nip off the butt. In other words, we dafka try to trip him up in order to get him off the streets and dead.
And we don't have to give him a straw.
What?
Any of these cases was...
A straw is not mentioned, but probably the guy who's the plant, the informer, says to him something which passes for us, right? This skila of air and all that, he makes a reveal to him. Okay? Says him on further, Macy's Oimer. Now here the Shartei Yisrael and the Shailas Dovid turn around every single girsa from here to the end of the Gemara, and the way they read it is like this, and they're probably correct. Macy's Oimer Beloshon Hedyot. Macy's says in common language, VaMediach Oimer Beloshon Namuch. The Mediach, the person who is what? The person who is doing the masses, he says it in Lashon Gavah in loud language. But Macy's Sagmara, the Chumash itself says it's Beseser, it's in secret. So it's in a soft voice. And Mediach, it's like the Marag, right? They're trying to rile up the congregation, the community, so then you have to have masses of people like that. Okay?
Screaming headlights.
Right. Macy's Shomar, Beloshon Gavor. If a Macy spoke out loud, Nasi Mediach, if you come to Mediach. Mediach Shomar, Beloshon Namuch, if a Mediach says it in a soft voice, Nasi Macy's becomes a Macy's. Macy's, a person is a Macy's, Oimer, Beloshon HaKodesh. Then he says it in Loshon HaKodesh. Now, say inter. Nice, Kim? Yeah, I mean, I didn't skip, but it's wrong. The Shaitan still switches the gears up. Macy says Beloshon Hedyot. Macy says it in common language. A Mediach says it Beloshon HaKodesh. Now, it struck me odd. Stavka to seduce people to Shavuot Zohar in Hebrew. English seems to be a very effective language. Why can't you seduce people to Shavuot Zohar in English? So the Shaitan David says a good pshat. He says Beloshon HaKodesh means Ruach HaKodesh. And the guy... An individual being Mason individual is a case where one comrade comes to the other comrade and says, Yanko, let's go serve Avodah Zarah. But a Mediach is somebody who comes and says, the word of God came to me to worship Avodah Zarah. Now, in the Bavli, Mediachim are only if you have two witnesses, not on one Navi Beruach HaKodesh. Rushami argues. Rushami says, one guy comes and says, I'm a Navi, And I say Baruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bava Nezara, then he gets
two,
he gets two punishments. Can't get stoned twice. Right? Because there's a Navi Sheker. Well, actually, I don't know if it's true. That's what I'm saying. There is an issue of a Navi Sheker. I guess it's two. Navi Sheker, but I think that's Chedek, it's not Skila. Whatever it is, he's liable for being a Navi Sheker, and he's also liable for Mediach. Okay? So, in any event, so
now the Jews for J, don't they have so called davening in Hebrew?
Yeah, but I don't know if they claim prophecy. So they would be just mesisim, not medichim. I don't think
they
claim.
They try to couch their so-called...
Well, you can kill them. But that's not the issue. Yeah, okay. So, is there, by the way...
They're trying to legitimize their so-called dominating... doing it in Hebrew.
It's a smokescreen, right? But here, again, the Koyt of Meshach, here Lashon HaKodesh doesn't mean Hebrew. Here Lashon HaKodesh means a guy purports to have Ruach HaKodesh. But is there some big ceremony missing tonight?
B'nai Kiva,
a big ceremony? Okay. Better to be here. Okay, says the more further. Macy Simer B'Lashon Hedyot, Medeachon B'Lashon Hekdesh. Mesis Shomer B'Lashon HaKodesh. A Mesis who says in Lashon HaKodesh as if he's a Navi, and as a Mediach, he becomes a Mediach. Mediach Shomer B'Lashon Hedyot, as a Mesis, he becomes a Mesis, and the parameters, as we said, are different, whether it's two, whether it's a Navi Sheker, whether the Navi Sheker is involved. There are all sorts of complications which the Yerushalmi itself doesn't get into. The Shelos Dovi does say there's a big Machokas Bavli Yerushalmi, the Rama Paskin is like the Bavli, but we're not going to get into it. Okay, a mechashev is a meiser. A mechashev is somebody who does a deed, a witch or a sorcerer. Veloche is a name, not somebody who creates an optical illusion. Two people are gathering squashes. Echad leikei to butter, one of them is gathering his exempt. Echad leikei to chayim, the other guy is gathering and is liable to death. How so? If somebody does a deed, he's liable. But if there's a knife, somebody just creates an optical illusion, part of his exam. It says witches do not leave alive, but it says it in feminine. Why does it say in masculine? So it says, it means both men and women. The Torah teaches you the way of the world. Here, derech eretz doesn't mean politeness. It's the way of the world. Most women are witches.
Maybe it means most witches are women.
Then it should say rov mechashvanios nashim. Okay. Most women are witches. Okay. Now even Lamaisa, the Gemara of Pesachim says that they should never walk. I think it's Pesachim. Never walk between two women because they might be doing kishuf with each other. Okay. So says more. I'm Rabbi Lezer. It says mechashev b'skilua. You get stoned. My time, Rabbi Loza, what's the post teacher does this? So Namar Kamachashivol Lizchayat says, do not leave any witches alive. For Namar La'alon, it says, Leiranim Bein Moim Yishlo Yechieh. If they're an animal or a person who goes up in Harsinah, when Hashem is there, they're not going to survive, and it says they're stoned over there. Ma'alo Yechesh Namar La'alon, just like over there, it's everybody and it's Beskila. Afghan, so to here, it's everybody and it's Beskila. My time with the Rabbonon. What's the logic of Rabbanan who holds that Mechashefa only gets chenek? Only gets suffocated, strangulated, strangled, whatever. Because Nemar ka Mechashefa, Nemar los cheyeh, and it says, do not leave alive, and Nemar la lo, and says later on, los cheyeh kol neshama. I said chenek, but it's cherub, I'm sorry, my mistake. Not the strangulation, but by sword. And it says, by the conquest of Eretz Yisrael, los cheyeh kol neshama. Do not leave any of them alive. So that's the case. Just like los chayim by the nations which came to the land of Canaan means kill them via the sword, right? Misa b'cherub. Av los chayim shenem rakansel tir misa b'cherub. We kill by the sword. Amar Akiva Akiva said, "Minat dover azan imachrio." I am going to make a reckoning based on the following principle. Learn out the Xeroshova, Los Chaye, Los Chaye, write those two, because they're the exact same word. Vayochiach lo yichya. Don't use lo yichya, which is not written with the top, but rather written with the yud. So there we come to the conclusion that it's actually cheret, because those are both places where it says it with a tof here. Okay, says Gemara.
Baita Rav Yehuda. What's the logic of Rav Yehuda?
Now we actually didn't have Rav Yehuda until now. Rav Yehuda says, but Rav Yehuda says a different version of the reason why Stam death is stoning. No. Sorry. But he's actually going Rabbanan here. Not Rabbanan. Who's the first to be? Rabbi Lezer. Because Matana here, Nehemar Kam B'Kashifo, Lo Shechei, it says, don't leave the witches alive. Nehemar, it says, they're on Kol Shechei V'Emom, in juxtaposition. Kol Shechei V'Emom, Osi Mos. Anybody who lies with an animal gets put to death. Misas HaBehem HaBiskilo, just like there, you put the animal to death by stoning. Afkam B'Skilo, so too, it's by stoning as well. Says Mara. Now the rest of the parak is actually stories. Okay, Dilma. Remember that word Dilma?
Sure.
I don't think we've had it in a long time.
It
means they're about to have stories. But remember it, right, in the early parts of Shas, right? So Dilma, and I think we had the story once before. I can remember somewhere. Dilma. Rabbi Elezer, Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Kiva, Ali the Mitzray Be'adin Dimusa Tveria. They went to swim in a certain bathhouse in Tveria. One of the witches saw them. Omar Madamar, it seems like it was a warlock. I know there's between a witch and a warlock and a sorcerer. I know witch is female, the other two, I don't know actually what a male witch is. Maybe it's a warlock. What?
Male witch is a warlock.
Yeah. What did I say this other thing?
Sorcerer.
Yeah, sorcerer.
It's
also male, right? So that's between a sorcerer
and a female.
So it's just synonyms.
Yeah.
Okay. So it was one of them, there in the bathhouse. So we, Chamsu Chaminoi, a certain min, who was also a magician, found them. Omar Madamari said whatever, because they said the stone keeper, and they got stuck in the dome. I don't know exactly how that worked, but they got stuck in the dome of the bathhouse. They couldn't go home. Next time you go in the basement, or should look up in the dome, look for the stuck rabbis. Okay. So,
Why
you had a dome? Not in Base Medrash.
No.
Base Medrash is ugly. We used to say that the dome contains all the neshamos of all the rabbis who took mixed pulpits after they left the yeshiva. They need a lot of space for them to float. What?
It's overcrowded.
Yeah. Up there it's overcrowded. Okay. So Rabbi Lez said to Rabbi Yishu Bechir, Chamei Matova, see what you can do to get us out of this mess. Kinovik Ayin Minaya, as this min was leaving the bathhouse, on Rabbi Yishu Manamar, Rabbi Yishu said incantation, which of course was a white magic incantation, right, legitimate. The Tavas Yosei Taran, the min was grabbed by the gates. Fahava Komad Olil came to the bathhouse, everybody came into the bathhouse, Havila Lechat Matuka would slap in the face. Anybody left the bathhouse, would give him a kick in the rear. So therefore, this min was getting upset. On my loan, so he said to the rabbi, Sharon, let me go. Sharon, I have to undo what you did. On my loan, they said, nothing to it, kiddo. Sharon, you undo what you did. And then we'll be matcher afterwards. So Sharon, Elan, Elan, they let each other go. My napkins that are going out. I'm Rabbi Shula Melada Minayo. Rabbi Shula said to that min, Ha ma atchacham. What else do you know? What other tricks do you got? So it says the Mara Amar. So he says Nechus Liyama. Let's go down to see and I'll show you. Min the Natsin Nachtin Liyama. Once they were by the sea. Amar Uminaya Madam. He said whatever he said. These bazayoma and the sea split. Armalon, and then he said to Rabbi Yeshua is with him. Lo chenov and Moshe Rabchom biyama. Didn't Moshe your Rabbeinu, your Rebbe, do this in the sea? But look, I could do it too. Armalay. So Rabbi Yeshua retorted, and I guess maybe his friends also retorted to him. Leisa moidek alon. Don't you concede us? Tahalich Moshe Rabbam Gaveda, Moshe Rabbeinu went in the part of Red Sea. Armelon Tzvi said, in. So they conceded, yeah, of course that was true. So, Vahalach Bikaveh. So he said, that's the case, you walk through too. Halach Bikaveh, so he went inside, you know what's coming. Goz Rabbi Shua al Sora Diyama, Rabbi Shua decreed on the master of the sea, Ubala, and the waters covered him over, they swallowed him up. Okay? Dilma, this is another story. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Avu Rabban, Gamliel, Saki, Lechoimi, they're going to Rome. Al Chadassar, they went to a certain place where they thought there were no Jews. Vashkochan, Minukaya, and they found the children, Avdin, Gavshutin, making clumps of dirt. Vramin, they said like this. Bnei Arad Yisrael Avdin, sorry, they said, Hachim, Bnei Arad Yisrael Avdin. They said, this is what the Jews in Israel do, right, about Trumas Sumaisers. Varmila, they said, that Varmila, since they didn't say, they just said, Hain Truma, Hain Meiser. I don't know what I just said, but scratch it for the record. So they were saying is that when they took the mounds, the sand, they would say, this mound is Truma, this mound is Meiser. Okay? That's what I said. Okay, before... I'm sorry, my mind went blank.
What does this have to do with Kisha?
You'll see. It's going to get there. Armin, so they said, oh, Mistabed Yisrael Yudoyin. There must be Jews in this neighborhood. Right? It was like going to Postville and finding a bunch of Lubavitchers there. So there must be Jews in this neighborhood. So, Ol Mechad Asar, they went to a certain place, Vakam Mechad, and they received by a certain Jew. When they went, they sat down to eat Vahaba called Tavshil, Dava Olo Komeon, and he did the report before them. Ilov and Leman Bukhar Chiton, if the Baal Bos did not bring it first to a certain small room off the main dining room, Lov and Maisley Komeon, he wouldn't bring it to them. The Choshen, they were afraid, Tim Olo, Inan Ochlin, and Tzirchay Mason, maybe he's doing Kishuv in the other room, and they're eating literally the Karbonos of the dead. Armin, they said, Ma Iskoch, they said, what are you doing? The call Tavshil, well, that might say, come on in, anything you bring in front of us, in Lesa Moilu Kituinla, you don't bring it into that little room, Lesa Maisilu, you don't bring it to us, so we want to come on in front of us, so we want to know what's going on. I'm going to say to them, I'll tell you. Chanabakvars, obviously, I have an old grandfather there. The gods on have shady decreed on his soul, Glonepik, Minahadok, Kituna, Klum. He's not going to leave that room, Adyechme, Lechachme, so until he sees the sages of Israel. Armelet said, oh, that's all he needs, no problem. Oh, Legabon, go into him. Armelet say to him, Maiska, what? That's good?
Yeah.
Oh, let me go back. I'm like, go into the old man. Bremelon said him, put kochel gabihon, come outside to us. Dinonah, because they're here. Another gabuni came out. I'm like, so the said, my skoch, what do you do? I'm like, they said, I'll tell you. Tzluncha bori. At this day, they said to the old man, when the old man came out. So they said to Maestro, what are you doing? Amos, they said, Salun shab abrid the lomolid. He didn't answer directly. He said, down for my son because he can't have kids. Okay, so that's, he said, reason why I wasn't basically mourning was just because my son can't have kids. So says the Gemara, needless to say, was the reason why he couldn't have kids? In light of what we said, what's the reason he didn't have kids? He had been bewitched. He was rendered.
That's the obvious answer.
In this sugya.
I understand. I would still resort to that.
Okay. Well, that's what you'll see. Okay, maybe it's not an answer. An obvious answer. So, Rabbi Lezer Rishua, Ma Yushua Mechanane Chamei. What do you see, Yeshua Mechamania? Madat Avi, what are you going to do? Armelon said, I tell you, I see Zira the Kitnum. Bring me a certain type of seed. I forget what kind of seed it is. Sounds like linen, but probably not. Whatever it is. So bring me a certain type of seed. I said zera the kamo the gitoni brand the seed. It's chamele zera gabe tavla. He heated up the seed on top of a tablet. Ischame here means he saw it. Zorla Gari took it, Zorla Gaba to Tavla, he planted on top of the table. Ischame, he saw him a rabbit's lay. Ischame, the sock, the solik, he started, not that he saw it, he said, you pay attention. That's fair, please.
Yeah.
I think they have coffee. Do you mind, moving the coffee? Send the other, it's right, I need it. Send the other, it's like, for me, it's like Wednesday night already, Thursday night already. They brought a new urn.
Oh,
yeah, it's where the old urn used to be, right here. So, So he said, Amrei Belez Rabbi Shua, I went back a line. Because Amrei Belez Rabbi Shua, Ma Yoshua Ben Chane, Chamei Matava, go see what you can do. Amrei said, Iceland is the Kiton. Bring me this, the seed. Iceland is the Kiton, they brought him. Ischame Lei, he saw it. Zorei Gabi Tavla, he planted on the tabletop. Ischame Rabbi, so they saw him, watering it. Ischami the Solik, they saw him, they saw their group. Ischami Lish, but they saw him start plucking leaves. At the Asi Chada Isa, until finally he produced a woman from inside the plant. And he was grabbing on the Kliosa de Sarah to the braid of her hair. Now this was well before Star Trek, right? But she materialized here. She was beamed into this plant, and he pulled her out of the plant. See, that's much neater than pulling out of a hat, right? So he pulled the woman out of a plant. Okay? So he pulled it out by her braids. Okay? Amala! And he said to her, and she was a real witch. A real bona fide one. Shore Mada Veratun, you bewitched this guy that he's impotent. Undermine that. Okay? So says the Gemara, Amala, Lena Shari, she said, I can't. Amala, she said, you better. Because the locator, if not, I don't know if I still can go to publicize it, you're a witch. Amrolei, so she said to him, Lena Yechol Yechol, I can't do it. Dinu Misaki Biyama, my tools of the trade fell into the sea. Because Rabbi Yeshua, sorry, Diyama, you fell Paltunun. So Rabbi Yeshua and I decreed that the malach in charge of sea should, regurgitate them. Vitzona Love, and they dive in for this guy once the witchcraft went away. And Zochel Mikra Yehuda Ben Maseir, he's the one who's the father or an ancestor of Rabbi Yehuda Ben Maseir.
But they needed the help of the witch getting her tools there.
Right, because the witch had to take off the spell, right? I'm not sure if that's true in Harry Potter, but in old days they had to take off their own spells. Okay? So it says, Mark, you haven't read any of the Harry Potter books, right?
Mm-hmm.
Haven't read any of the Harry Potter books. Okay, says more. The kids are looking forward a lot to the trip, some of them, because I rented the Harry Potter books on tape for them to listen to. Okay, even though they've read all the books four or five times already. Says more further. They said, Ilo, Lino, Kana, Elohamid, and Sadi Gazef, the only reason we came here to Rome. Let's produce a tzaddik that yeinu, that will be sufficient. Amrei Bishem Mechayyah Shilcha said, he's the one who did all this kosher witchcraft. He was obviously a practical capitalist. It's like Baba Sali. He says, Yochel Ananosiv Kaya Baba Tichin. I can take gourds and squashes. Vavilon Island Tavin, I can make them rams and goats, or rams and deer. And those rams and deers will make other rams and deers. In other words, I can make them full animals to the extent that those animals will procreate. Okay?
It's cloning.
Yeah, it's cloning. It really is cloning. Yeah. So, I'm Rabbi Yana. Rabbi Yana says, Mahalei Chavina B'chazi Easter B'tzipori. I was walking down the road in Tzipori. B'chazi Schat Minen and saw a certain one of these, Scorpio, because he's one of these witches, Nasiv Tzor, he would take a stone, zarkle the room, or a clump of dirt, zarkle the room, and throw it up to the skies. Find another, it would come down, and become a calf on its way down. Very strange magic. Take some dirt, throw up the sky, becomes a calf. But that's what it says here. Says more, I understand. How could they possibly do it? No coffee?
Just hot water.
Does that work? Well, sorry for upsetting you for nothing. So, says the Mara, Vlokain, Amar Rabbi Loz, Shem Rabbi Yosef, and Zimra, didn't Rabbi Loz, the name Rabbi Yosef, in Wisconsin, called by Elam, if all the people in the world get together, Ainu Chon, Livros, Yotush, Echo, Belizor, Bonashama. It's interesting, he denies cloning. He says, in the first of the wide lines here, he says, a human being can make all sorts of forms, but they can't put in a soul. Even the soul of a gnat, right? An animal soul they can't put in. So as Amara, it should be not Neymar Lo, but Lo Neymar. No, you're right. That's not what happened. Rather, Neymar, let's say, Nas Buhuminaya Chatzror, there was actually sleight of hand. The man took a tsror, a vizarkal room, and threw it up. Vinachas, we see, lo neymar, you know, it's all one line, it's not one line. Lo neymar, don't say naspa umina chatzror, it took a certain stone. Vizarkal room, toss it up, vinachas, and he came down beside me, chad egon, became a calf. Ella, rather, must, lusare kara, he called his assistant. The Kanev Ego mean Bakurta, who stole him a calf from the herd, Vazo Isley. So it's like a sleight of hand, you know, like sawing a woman in half. He threw up a coin, got everybody's attention, whatever he threw up, and in the meantime, he switched the animals down below. Okay? Now, Maisa, it comes out here that a regular person can't make an Ashram, can't make a soul, right? Even all the people together can't make a soul. But I think it's only talking about Goyim, because Jews, you have the whole episode with the Goyim, right?
Yeah,
right, so, and even if the Maharal didn't make a Goyim, there were Goyim in Jewish history. So obviously it means, with science, you can't make a new neshama. But with Torah, you can make a new neshama. Okay, with Torah, that would be what the Goyim was. Now, even then, according to the legend, they couldn't give him the power of speech, right?
Yeah, so the Goyim didn't have a soul, did he? I mean, he was just
like an animal.
Robot.
Like an animal.
Like
an
animal
have
a soul?
That's what it says here. It has an animal soul. But the scientists can't even do that. That's what it says. Okay? Says more further. We are walking the sea banks in Tzipori. The problem is that Tzipori has no sea banks. It's a landlocked town. So it probably should be Tveria or something like that. We saw a min turn to one of these guys, the witches, taking a... What was it?
Stone.
What?
Stone?
Some of it is called, right? The Zarkal Ruma, and he tossed up to the heavens, Vunachta, and it came down beside the eagle and became a calf here, the below. Asisvarm, so I was very impressed by that. But he was a pretty neat witch. So Asisvarm of Varmis Lava, so I came and told my father this, who was also Rabbi Chanina. So he says, there was no proof. In Achis Minei Maisu. Yeah, you saw it, but it was an optical illusion. You didn't eat from it, did it? Did you? So you didn't eat from it, you don't know it's true. You love not achizas in aymu, right? Says Marmer Shem Achir Shem Achir says Shloshmas Parshas Hilrei Lezer Darsh of Parshas Machsheva. You would dash 300 psukim about the Parshas Machsheva. We call Moshe Mati Hashem from all 300 only heard two things. Where that Shnayim Lokim Shuri Echolik and Porter, what it said in our mission, if two people gathering squashes or gourds. One is gathering and is chayim. One is gathering because it's and is potter. Depends on the tent and type of melacha. Okay. What was that
place?
Yeah. So this guy, the man, threw up this skull. It came down as a calf. So that's our Marcel Abbas. I came to my father. I'm really Inachus Mine Maisu. You love Jesus' name. Not so Jesus' name. So I went back. I'm a Shulchan and Shiv Chaneach said, Shlosh Mios Parshas here, Blizz, and Thursh by Parshas Melchefa. You dash the 300 things in by Melchefa. We call him Lashmati El Shnek, but I only have two things all through my entire life of those 300. Shtaim are one of them. One of them is Shtaim Lokim Kishuin. Two people gathering a squash. Ere Leket Pata, one gathers his Pata Chumus Maisers, Ere Leket Vuchayim. The other guy is Chayim and Chumus Maisers.
No.
This is in terms of skilo. Sorry. This is really our mission. Two people gather the squash. It depends how they gather squashes, whether Chai Misa or not. If they do it by Kishuv, so they're Chai Misa. If they do it just in an optical illusion, they're not Chai Misa. I know you do an optical illusion to pretend that a whole field has been plucked bare of its contents. But somehow it can be done by optical illusion. Or at least according to this Mishnah. Says the Mora, Eisa Maisa, the guy who does the deed, is Chayav. Vayir is not somebody who causes the hoax to be perpetrated. He is exempt. Amrav Yudusar Yudusar Chamios Parshios Hoyu. There are 300 Parshios. Shosh Masachiv, 300 which were positive, meaning, well, actually here it means negative, that what anybody does is liable to the death penalty. And Shlosh Mios Luptur, 300 which left the guy get off the hook. Shlosh Masachiv Shabtur, and 300 which are also Chatkhila, but are okay with the heaven once you did it. Okay.
Interesting. Murray uses the term 300, which you've always said is...
is a negative term. Absolutely. Bad. Right. That would be sustained you as well. Okay. Says Mr. Further. Ben Sora More. The wayward son. May Messiah Nasa Ben Sora More. When does he become the wayward son? Mishiyavish Ne Saros. For the time he has two hairs, he become a Ben Sora More. Achi Akinsokatar until his entire lower beard is intact. And he has most of his hair down there, which is sometime later. Okay? Avaloelia. We're not going, we go by the bottom beard, in the pubic area, but not the top beard. El Sharibo, Udiba Chomin Belosh and Akil. The reason why I mentioned it at all is because Chomin would have to, and they mentioned it in a clean way. Shneamar says, El Shemet says, Kela Ish Ben. How we know it's Dafka, it's up to a certain age, because it says Ben. Ben Lobas, a son and not a daughter. And Ben Loish, a son and not a person who's already an adult. Katan Potter Shiloba Kol Mitzvahs. A Katan is exempt from Ben Sar Mora because he hasn't yet reached the age of Mitzvahs. Okay, Rabbi Zira and it's not Rabbi Zira and Rabbi Avo and Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shemir Yishim and Lakish said, "Ksiv it says, 'V'chiyazid ishar elu argo b'armah.' If a person plots against his friend to kill him with treachery, but we darshin yazid from loshon nazid adashin from loshon of wilt of lentils of lentil soup, right? How so? Because we read the Mishnah, 'Meimusar nasa ish.'" From when did the person become a man? Mishi Yozid. From when he becomes ripe. Yozid means here ripe. Meimosai who mezid, when is considered to be ripe? Mishi Tispashidakaf, once his pubic hair expands and he has hair all around his the area over there. And there's certain also a physiological change, which I don't exactly understand what it means, the thigh expands. Anyway, be that as it may, Lemaisa, the Shai Yisrael, points out that the Ushami holds that let me read a bit little bit further. Hey, the Dai Law. Did I skip? Yeah, sorry. Arizir is a Tyra Rabbi Shiloh Barbino Kiel Ish. Minor four. A mussel, an analogy. Basha is Erevinim. If the seeds are ripe on the inside, that Ishriak Demrechut. That means that the pot is black on the outside. So that means that the area, the pubic area, has to be fully filled in with black. When does that happen? After age 12 and a half, I think. Is it before? After age 13. After 12 and a half. Okay? Now,
it could mean the zera too is maturing. The seeds could be zera.
Yeah, the seeds are maturing, and therefore on the outside it's darker. Okay? Says umare, if a person has a son, right, that's be a ben sor more, ben of, not that the son should be a father. Now, what does that mean? That means after a certain time, a son can't be a father, a ben sor more anymore. Hey, day, hey, died law. I'm sorry. Came to royal of all Israel Avra. Once he's suitable of having relations with the woman, making her pregnant, he can't become a bensor anymore. Hey, Dolav. At that point, he's a father of a little Ben, he's not a son. But Amar Torah Ben Dolav. The Torah says bensor more, not a father of a sorer more. There's a very basic machlokes between the Bavli Yerushalmi, which Shai Teretzel points out. The Bavli says a bensor more is only possible for how many months?
Three.
Bavli says three. The Yerushalmi says six. The Bavli says three. Why is that? Because the way the Bavli Darsh Pasuk says Chiyel Ish Ben Sorer Amore. The Bavli Darsh says Ish Ben. In other words, he's got to be a person who has elements of Ben and elements of Ish. When he has an El, but not that he's a Of, not that he's a father already. So actually, the way the Bavli says, he's got to have an element of an Ish. Meaning that it has to be able to demonstrate that he can impregnate a woman. How do we know, what point do we know that he can impregnate a woman? When the woman's showing. When does a woman show? After 3 months. So the first time he comes, Ben Sor Amor, is after 3 months. But once he's already could be a father, he can't be a Ben Sor Amor anymore. When is he already possible to become a father? The earliest time, after how many months? According to Halacha, 6 months. So therefore, when is he an Ish Ben? Only during those 3 months. V'koy Yusham is a Moira Dikechinish, which is that just like there's Katz of Bagrus by a girl that grows on a Bogeret until she's 12 and a half, so too by a boy there's a Katz of Bagrus, which is when he's 13 and a half. And until then, he can't impregnate a woman, according to the Yusham. So when does he begin to become a Ben Sor Amore? No. 13 and a half, it's over, because then he can be a father already.
No, he's 13.
Oh, he begins, Ben, sorry, I'm getting, half, getting mixed up between a girl and a boy. 13, because, you're right, 30 because Ben Sor Amore. 13 and a half, he comes, Oy Sor Amore, was Ben Sor Amore. Because Yushami doesn't dash, and he's an each Ben, he's got to be a complete Ben. He has to be a Baronj. So it starts at 13, and goes to 13 and a half. Okay?
But is the Bible going to 12,
9,
or 13?
Baz went from 13 and a quarter to 13 and a half.
13 and a quarter to 13 and a half?
Yes. From the time that you could tell he could impregnate until the time she would give birth. So window of opportunity of 3 months. Okay? So, that's what it says. V'asi kadamah b'yas b'shem. R'mishabtai kolei moshe ben tzomar ein el shish chodot v'var 26 months. Then again, the Bible says 3 months. Everything the Torah says Ben Sor Amore makes no sense. It should be the exact opposite. Tani, we learned the Brisa Telechoshukeshno. Is this true? Kimiya Yobedin Shechayev. Who should be liable for stealing and guzzling? Haben or Abbas? A son or a daughter? Haben or Abbas is much more degrading for a daughter to do it, so Ben Sor Amore should supply to girls, right? Upot the Torah is Abbas, Mechiva is a Ben. And the Torah lets those girls off the hook. Furthermore, Mia Yabidin Shechayev, who should be liable? Katan or Gadol? A child or an adult? Have you armed Gadol? Right? The Gadol should be more Chayev. Right? Potter, Torah is a Gadol, Vachiva is a Katan. What?
Have Omer Gadol, Potter is a Torah.
How do I read it?
What I'm saying is that the
Gadol
would be the one who's
the Pachim. No, Gadol should be more Chayev. A Gadol is more evil. A Katan who does something is a minor. He shouldn't be sentenced to such severe penalty. Now, Amaisa, this kid is not a Katan, by the way. He's just very young. That's what it means. But he's under 13 and a half, right? So he doesn't. He's not. He's an adult because he has two hairs, but he's not yet a father. So the Gemara is saying, who's not logical to make chayav a korban? A child who doesn't yet have full das to be a chayte, or an adult whose the chayt is done with full knowledge and forethought, right? So it's much more liable to be mechayev a gadol. Yet in fact, who are we mechayev ben somare only specifically, not a true cotton, but a very young man, right?
But he's a bardas at
13. Right, but as you figure, a person gets more bardas as he grows up. But nevertheless, there's because of the stafka cotton, right? Pachatar is a god of a chivas cotton. Mia yobidisha chayev, who should be liable? A graham shall chem, a graham shall love if somebody steals from somebody else, somebody steals from his father. It's more likely a person is more corrupt if he steals from somebody else. Yet the Torah says you're only chayev if you steal from your father. Okay? So that is counterintuitive. And furthermore, and makes you liable to your father and mother. What? Really?
Yeah, that's so weird.
Okay. You obviously look like a piece of wool. It teaches us that all the laws of Ben Sarmora, since they are counterintuitive, are Xeris HaKosov. Okay? Alright, everybody, so we have to stop here for this evening. You know, I was thinking maybe on Monday, depending on where we stop on the way back, I might want to do a telephone shear. So I will call you earlier in the day and I'll let you know, and you let the assembly multiple times.